It's Friday, the 20th day of July, 2018. This is Ozarks at Large. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Do you ever wonder how ridiculous some of what we do is?
I don't wonder. No, I don't wonder.
Because I'm fixing to talk about photographs, and it's like, on the radio.
Yeah, what's that old saying about dancing about architecture?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, there's an exhibit at the Art Center of the Ozarks that is amazing. It's called Our Natural State. Photographs, well, the old and the new Arkansas juxtaposed.
Okay, I like, yes.
One of the photographers is Don House,
who I've known for years and really respect and admire.
And does amazing stuff. And then there's Donna Pinkley from Little Rock, whose series is called Sticks and Stones. And Rebecca Drolin, who is doing something called Transplants, and it's photographs of people who have moved to southern cities, and she's done the same project in Nashville and in New Orleans.
And these are all together.
And these are all together, 90 pieces of art.
Oh, my.
A bunch of photographers, Gary Kaywood and Beverly Conley, and work from Jim Simmons, and work from Mike Disfarmer, and yeah. Through August 17th at ACO, but the reception, when some of the artists will be there, is at 7 o'clock on the 31st. And the exhibits open 10 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 10 to 3 on Saturdays.
All right.
And it's free, and there's catalog available.
Oh, nice.
For $10, yeah. Which is cool. And then there's a musical that I think everybody loves.
Try me.
My Fair Lady?
Yes.
And no.
Right. I mean, viewed through the scope of 2018,
there are facets of My Fair Lady that that don't resonate.
Right.
But you have to understand, when it opened on Broadway in 1956, it was a huge hit. They called it genius, and it ran for 6.5 years on Broadway, which was a record then. And it won 9 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Best Performance by a Leading Actor, Best Performance by a Leading Actress, and then they made the movie with Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn.
Mm-hmm.
So if you approach it as a period piece, it will be an interesting, a nostalgic experience, but also the director points out, it's at Fort Smith Little Theater, and the director points out that what drew her to the show long ago when she was very young was how feisty Eliza is.
And she is.
So she's kind of speaking for herself even then. The show runs 7:30 today and tomorrow, 2 on Sunday, and then for the next 2 weekends at Fort Smith Little Theater, and tickets are $15.
All right.
There's a program tomorrow at the Fayetteville Public Library that you need to be at. Jim Reese, who used to teach at Springdale High School, who fell in love with the archaeology of music.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
And so he's doing a program called Studying Music from the Stone Age at 2 o'clock on Saturday. He just started this because he was working in the collections, like at the UA Museum and at the Archaeological Survey, and he kept finding musical instruments, flutes and whistles and things. And he went, hey, he's going to talk about it. He's going to talk about some of his discoveries that he's found in the collections, and that's at 2 o'clock Saturday, and it's free. On Saturday morning, goats.
Goats at
Shiloh Museum.
Okay.
They're going to do a goat tending workshop with the Greedy Goats of Northwest Arkansas from 9 to noon, and then from 10 to 11, they're going to pause and do a meet and greet with the goats.
Goats, y'all.
How can that go wrong? And then tomorrow night's the Firefly Fling.
That's right. And it's going to have bubbles and hula hoops and live music and crafts and all sorts.
6 to 10 o'clock at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville. Tickets are $4 to $15. And soon it will be too late for me to continue to harp about this.
So
I have to do it one more time. Well, two more times. Sunday, Mountain Street Stage at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Free music.
Bo Jennings and the Tigers.
Free music.
Free music. Happens at 2 o'clock, part of the summer series. And I've actually gotten people to come out to the library and get their KUAF swag. I'm so proud. I will not be there this week. I'll be in St. Louis. But I'll be back next week, and I'll have the swag.
Okay.
And I'll be back and talk on Sunday.
Yes, you will.
But it'll be recorded.
All right. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.